Bruce Lee says, be water, my friend. Water is formless, it's shapeless. You put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a kettle, it becomes the kettle. And that's pretty much what Tom Bilyeu said. As a human, we are the ultimate adaptation machine. Most of us don't adapt. Most of us are stuck in our comfort zone. We're stuck in the same kind of way of living, thinking, being. And anything that's unfamiliar, we're afraid of. Many of us never could get the attention, or it wasn't given to us, not because our parents didn't want to give it to us, but just because they didn't know how. And that is what a lot of us are still living with, is the lack of love that we never got. So yeah, we're still functioning from that pain, disconnection, lack of attention, lack of validation. Be yourself. The right people that want to support you, believe in you, encourage you, inspire you, be there for you, they'll be there. But don't live for your family's approval. Validate yourself. Don't live for other people's approval. Don't live for the world. Live for yourself. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another podcast episode on the Luke Mindpower podcast. I'm your host, Luke Mindpower. I hope you're doing amazing wherever you're tuning in from. I'm smiling right now. If you can only hear my voice, if you're watching, then you see me, I'm smiling. It's a blessing to be live. And if you're not singing in the shower, then what's the purpose of life? And funny enough, I was having a shower this morning and I was freaking singing along, you know, and I was just like, fucking yeah. Whatever is going on, who gives a shit? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, whatever, it doesn't matter, it just fucking hell. But, you know, I don't know what I'm singing about, but this is your reminder that if you're not singing in the shower, then you better start singing. And I think that after all the research that I've done, you know, there's some amazing scientific research that basically says that if you're not singing in the shower, then there's some work that you need to do on yourself. And what I'm really trying to help you understand is that happiness is not something that is just achieved overnight. It really is a mindset, but it does take time for you to create the life that you want to create. And this is the beautiful thing, that if you're not living the best life that you want to be living right now, if you're not where you want to be right now, then there obviously is some adjustments that need to be made. There's some things that you need to have a look at so that you can, you know, move in better directions and start to, you know, get all the pieces of the puzzle that are going to help you to have more peace and happiness and joy, be in the right environment. But one of the things that we do very, very well is that we're stuck in our head a lot, okay? We're stuck in our head a lot. And even when we're in the shower, we're stuck in our head, you know? I mean, a lot of us are having a shower sometimes and we're not even thinking about what's going on. You know, you're just doing the thing, you know, getting the soap, the shampoo, whatever it is, for example, I brush my teeth in the shower, you know? But I'm also singing always. Like, it's a non-negotiable. I don't know what I'm singing. I'm just doing a, yeah. Who cares? You know, like, let it out. Right? Like, I'm doing weird shit, you know, like, you know, by the time you're listening to this in a couple months' time, I'm probably married. So I'll say my wife in the morning is like, you're annoying. Be quiet. You know, she's telling me I'm annoying, but, you know, I'm just like, wow. Yeah. Like, you know, you're the one that creates your happiness. And if you're not happy right now, well, then maybe there's some things you need to change. You know, maybe something is causing the unhappiness. And remember that life is not supposed to be happy all the time. You're not supposed to feel joy all the time. It's not supposed to be absolutely amazing all the time. You know, it's just about flowing. It's a river. I remember doing this training. It was called Rivers Never Run Reverse or something like that. And it's true. The river is always flowing. You know, it's like what Bruce Lee says, you know. Bruce Lee says, be water, my friend, right? What's he actually mean? He's like, water is formless. It's shapeless. You know, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup, you know. You put water into a kettle, it becomes the kettle. So it's formless, it's shapeless, it just adjusts itself, you know? And that's pretty much what Tom Bilyeu said when I first started listening to his inspiration. He said the same thing, that as a human, we are the ultimate adaptation machine. But many of us, we get so, what does that actually mean? Let me debunk that a little bit. The ultimate adaptation machine. Yet, most of us don't adapt. Most of us are stuck in our comfort zone. We're stuck in the same kind of way of living, thinking, being, and anything that's unfamiliar, we're afraid of. Anything that we haven't experienced or that we haven't done before, scared of. And this is the biggest resistance I've learned since, you know, having coaching programs and coaching people and helping heal their childhood trauma. This is the biggest block for most of us, is that because we've always been living a specific way, thinking a specific way, having a specific mindset, you know, possibly, you know, have you been struggling with self-doubt? Have you been struggling with fear? Have you been attracting toxic relationships? Have you ever wondered, why am I in a toxic relationship? Why am I in a relationship where people disrespect me or people manipulate me? Why? Like, these are really important questions to ask, you know? A lot of the times what we do is we point the finger and we go, they're a bad person. They're treating me very badly. We're also treating ourselves very badly by not respecting our worth, by not respecting ourselves, and by not making the decisions that we have to make to get ourselves out of some sort of dysfunction. But this is the purpose of life, is to become aware of what is the dysfunction in my life? What is the toxic shit in my life? What is the negative stuff in my life? What is the stuff that doesn't inspire me or empower me? I mean, it's a simple question. You can be in a really crappy relationship right now, and all you've got to do is ask yourself, am I inspired? Do the people that I surround myself, is the person I'm in a relationship with at the moment inspiring? Do they inspire me? What does it mean to inspire someone? Like, when I'm around them, do I feel uplifted? You know, do I feel like, wow, I want to be a better version of myself? Wow, I want to get up today and like achieve my goals and be consistent and stick to my routine and achieve my dreams. Am I excited about that? Do the people around me give me some sort of energetic boost? Or do I dread waking up? Just making sure the microphone is on. These are really important questions for us to ask, because otherwise, like, how much longer do we want to be pouring from ourselves, trying to fix other people, trying to help other people, giving so much of ourselves when we haven't taken the time to love ourselves and nurture ourselves and reconnect with our true essence? You know, there's a truth of who it is that you are when you're born. And no, your brain hasn't been programmed yet. Your subconscious mind hasn't been developed yet. But what's that true essence of who you are? You know, that unconditional love, that purity that you are when you're born, that's still there. You know, just because you've evolved through maybe a family dynamic that was very dysfunctional, physically abusive, sexually abusive, financially abusive, disrespectful, for example. Or maybe you were just never good enough for your parents. You were never good enough. You know, they had really high standards, and no matter how fucking good your marks were at school, no matter how good you performed, no matter how much you tried to be the perfect kid, your parents still never were able to tell you that they're proud of you, or they were never able to love you. They were never able to, you know, encourage you or accept you how you were showing up. They never validated you. Everything was never not good enough. It was always a problem. There was always something wrong, you know? And you tried your best to be the perfect kid. You tried best to just be yourself. You tried your best to excel in areas of your life, but yet for your parents, it was still never good enough. So How does that have an impact on our subconscious mind as we evolve into adulthood? How does that affect our behavior? How does it affect the way we show up in the world? That we're always trying to prove ourselves to people because that's what we've been programmed to do for so many years, being a child and growing through your teens, that I'm always going to show up and try to prove to my mom and my dad in anything that I do, whether it's making my bed or whether it's cleaning my room or whether it's how I'm dressed or whether it's the marks that I have at school or whether it's the friends that I surround myself with, that they're good friends, but my parents will still find a reason to complain or to say that, you know, they're not good people or that you should have better friends or you should think differently or always some excuse of why you're not good enough. And so what happens when you leave the home and then you have friends or you have a partner or a relationship, what happens? Do you think that you go into a workplace and you're still going to be functioning from that? Well, what do I need to do to try to get approval? What do I need to, you're constantly functioning from this place of, you know, I need to do my best. I need to show up. I need to try to get some sort of validation from others. So like, this is really important for you to become aware of because people pleasing is draining. Like trying to help other people or fix someone else, because what's going to happen if you try to help other people, what are they going to do? Oh, they're going to say thank you. Oh, you're going to get some validation. Oh, you're going to be feeling worthy of being yourself because you're giving of yourself to others. We fall into this valley, you know, the valley of depletion, the valley of darkness, the valley of feeling drained, you know, the valley of losing yourself. I think if you go into this valley because you've given so much of yourself to the world because you're seeking and yearning for validation, you know, you want like something from someone because that's what you always wanted from your parents. You know, you constantly wanted that to be given to you, you know, and why? Because we're young, we're little, you know, all we want when we're kids is love, attention. Many of us never could get the attention or it wasn't given to us, not because our parents didn't want to give it to us, but just because they didn't know how. And that may seem very stupid, like how does your parents not even know how to give you love? Well, imagine that your parents never had any love. Imagine that your parents grew up in an environment where their parents were never available for them. That means that the programming of your parents is now that they have a child, which is you, and how they were raised, also an experience that they went through was my parents were never available for me, and that's normal. So if that's normal for them, well, now they have a child, which is you, and they're not going to be available for you because they don't need to be because they were never taught that. I always say everything is learnt behavior. You learn as you live, and then you function from that place. So it's really just identifying, you know, what are our needs? What are the things that we feel within ourselves that we need? What didn't we? You know, inside module 3 of my 20-week self-healing transformational program, inside module 3, I help people to heal their childhood trauma, but to identify what are the things that you needed as a child that you didn't get, that you believe in. It's not about your parents, it's about you. This whole process and journey of you awakening to your greatness, unlearning all the bullshit that has caused you to live in fear and doubt and insecurity and attract fucking bullshit relationships that haven't been watering you the way that you deserve to be watered as you water others. You love others, you take care of others, hasn't been reciprocated. That's some sort of dysfunction and some sort of bullshit childhood trauma that you haven't identified and healed from. That's the only reason that's happening. And become aware of that shit, understand where the attraction came from or whatever it is that you went through, gave you the lack of awareness to understand what's actually happening in your life, which has stopped you from making the right decisions in your life. And it's caused you to allow the bullshit to keep thriving in your life. which is disturbing your peace and causing you to get sick, be sick. This is. So you've got the power to heal yourself. You have the power to learn. You have the power now to take full responsibility. And I think this is part of my process of what I went through in 2020, you know, when I started living with my mother and my father, and I was 35 and I was didn't have anywhere else to go. I helped my sister to heal from her anxiety. I created a 44-day anxiety checklist and kind of program for her to help her to reconnect with herself. Because what I learned as she was reaching out to me, I was living in China and she was like, Luke, I need your help. I'm going through panic attacks. I'm on anti-anxiety medication now. I'm seeing a psychologist. I don't know why this is happening to me. And so I came back, I worked with her for about 2.5 months. And then I realized, because she's got 4 kids, I was living at her house and she's married and, you know, healthy marriage and everything seemed aligned. And so I stayed with her, helped her to overcome that, you know, got her to go through my program. And then I identified that, wow, the energy is very dense here, you know, 4 kids, the house is busy. And I was like, I can't be here anymore. I need to like move. But I didn't know where, you know, I'm like, where do I go? I don't have a house. I had no cash either, man. I was like, I was on COVID government benefits. So, you know, 5 years goes quite quickly. It's 2025 right now. It's 2020 when I was living with my sister, came back from China, and then COVID was happening. And and then I had to make a decision. What do I do? So I decided, well, I'm like, well, where do I go? And this was 2020 when I was 21. This one, my parents moved to their house that they live in. And I was like, no, I'm not moving there. I don't want to move there. You know, I want to live in Sydney with my mates and all that kind of stuff. So it took me 14 years. And it's amazing how before you can awaken to your greatness, before you can step into more peace, more self-appreciation, more greatness, more success, it's almost like the universe of God is like saying, hey, you know what? Before you level up, before you, you know, start this new journey, I've got to take you through a few valleys, a few experiences, a few situations that I need you to work on first before you get to that next level. So for me, it became really evident and it made so much sense that I was like, oh my goodness, I have to go back to my parents. Like I was almost like avoiding that for 14 years. So it was a calling. You could feel it. I was just like, oh my gosh, I have to go back to my parents' place. And I was like, wow, okay, so now this is the next part of the journey. So I had to live with my parents for 18 months. It was pretty much from March or April 2020 all the way through to September, October 2021. In that time, I was triggered numerous times by my parents. It was very uncomfortable. I had moments where, you know, I felt very depressed. I struggled to want to wake up in the morning. I got scammed over $100,000 working with a coach that was supposed to help me start my business. I did eventually start my coaching business. That's where I started to learn about healing your inner child and reparenting yourself and codependency. Because I became aware that I was codependent with my mother. And I remember sitting in the kitchen and, you know, I'd been doing this work already for a couple of years now, this new version of myself, this new identity. And I remember sitting in the kitchen with my mom. And it was the time, I think it was 2020 or 2021, when that song came out with Dua Lipa and Elton John. So, and that was where like I was talking to my mom about my success, about what I do, you know, and obviously like that was where I kind of distanced myself from Catholicism, Christianity, and like the faith that I was raised into. And
obviously that's not something that my parents were happy with or my mum was able to comprehend or understand, because, you know, I was all for me at that point, I was like really universe talk, you know, the universe has your back, you know, that, and I'm still that way, you know, but I do believe in God. But what I realized there was that, you know, no matter what I said to my mum, and this is the blessing, and this is the thing, if you don't see things differently, then you'll think that people are against you. And my parents are never against me. They just couldn't comprehend my own way of thinking and how I had awakened to this new mindset, this new possibility, this new version of Luke, new way of thinking. So, you know, we want people to love us. We want people to believe in us. We want people to have our back, but they're not supposed to. And I was realizing that, you know, I was trying to prove to myself, you know, I was trying to get my mum's approval. You know, how I was showing up was from my inner child that was hurt and felt like he wasn't loved or seen enough. So there I am at 35, like sharing with my mum, like my successes and who I am, Luke Mindpower and this, and look at my social media platforms and how I'm helping people and this and whatever. But there was no approval from her. There was no like understanding of what I was doing. There was no like, oh my goodness, Luke, I believe in you. Like, wow, you're amazing. I'm so proud of you, my son. And it was in those were the moments, or that moment in particular, where I realized that, wow, I'm actually codependent. Like I'm dependent on my happiness and my joy and my peace and the definition of myself on the basis of what my mother thinks. If my mother doesn't approve, if my mother doesn't believe in me, if my mother doesn't support me, if my mother doesn't agree with me, then I'm still not good enough, you know? And that's where I was functioning from. So I had to go of that. I had to release that. I had to become aware of that I was like, oh my goodness, wow. Like I'm still chasing that approval from her, you know? And I'm like, wow. I'm like, that's such an aha moment, such an epiphany for me, where I was just like, wow, why am I dependent on someone else's approval? You know, why? And this is like how you evolve, you know, that, and this is what everyone goes through when they go through my coaching program and they work on themselves, is becoming this aha. Oh my goodness. Like, oh my gosh, this is what I'm learning. This is what I'm discovering. This is like what's happening in my life. And this is what you become aware of, obviously, when you start working on yourself. And so that's why I like learning that changed my life, because I was like, oh, okay, how about I don't live for people's approval? You know, how about I start approving myself? You know, and that's what inspired me to make this video where I'm sitting, it's in my TikTok, it's all the way down the bottom. I'm wearing a blue hoodie and I'm basically saying, validate yourself. You know, don't live for other people's approval. You know, don't live for the world. Live for yourself. Be yourself. The right people that want to support you, believe in you, encourage you, inspire you, be there for you, they will be there. But don't live for your family's approval. Don't live for, you know, if my dad says that I'm amazing, well, that's what I'm working hard for. I just want to hear that. Wow, thank you. Now I feel better. You know, so as long as I don't get that approval, as long as my parents don't support me or love me, then I'm not enough, you know? So that kind of like release of this codependency, being dependent on something outside of myself for my own happiness and joy and peace, like I had to cut that cord, you know, and say, well, no, I'm not dependent on anyone. It's my responsibility to love me, to accept me, to validate me, to approve of me, to have my own back. And this is what happens where you do the work, you know? And if you're someone that has never done any work, like I've had people who have applied to work with me in my coaching institute, and we've got an application form for anyone who wants to be a coach. You fill it out, and then there's a question that says, have you done any work on yourself? Like, have you done any personal development work? And the amount of people that get on a call with myself or my team, and they're like, yeah, I've read this book, and I've, you know, I've watched this video,
or whatever. Like, and I get it. Not everybody has to do coaching programs and all that kind of stuff, but this is the extraordinary void that I believe many of us are missing in our life, is that we haven't done the deep inner work. Many of us will just keep living in our ego and we'll avoid it because many of us don't want to feel our emotions. We don't want to go deep into that. So we keep escaping that. How do we escape? Well, you know, just get distracted, be distracted, like use drugs, use alcohol, get distracted with business, like focus on something other than your past pain or childhood trauma. You know, feeling emotions is uncomfortable, so we avoid it. But this work is the epiphanies and the ahas of like, oh shit, wow, look how I'm functioning because of what I didn't get when I was a child. You know, and it's like one of the greatest gifts that we can give ourselves is to become a little bit more conscious, is to become aware of our behavior, of how we're showing up, you know, because we are not here. You can be if you want to be, to live your life according to how other people define us, how other people see us, and showing up in a way that's inauthentic, you know, because we're deciding on the way that we feel about ourselves because of the world, not because of how we truly want to be, you know? But again, as children, you know, we have this natural part of us that is yearning for love. It's yearning for connection. It's yearning for, you know, like the dog I have, you know, that I bought for my wife is, you know, all it wants is to be close to you. Like, it doesn't want to be by itself. It fucking screams and shit when you leave it. It just wants to be close. It wants to sit next to you, wants to sleep next to you. It wants love. And that is what a lot of us are still living with, is the lack of love that we never got. So yeah, we're still functioning from that pain, disconnection, lack of attention, lack of validation, and we're still seeking that from our parents, or we get it from a partner temporarily, and then it turns very sour, and because we're already stuck in it, and we get a little bit of it, and that's where the manipulating relationships come into play, because they'll give you a bit of love, then they'll pull away and treat you like shit, then they'll apologize, then they'll give you back a little bit of love, and then they'll treat you like shit, and they'll pull back, you know? And then it just becomes this manipulative, toxic, destructive fucking load of shit that you find yourself in because you got a little bit and then they pull back, you know? And it takes real like courage and strength to like step up and go, this is fucking shit. What am I doing? What am I doing to myself? Like, what kind of crap am I around? You know, because many of us find us in this shit environments, fucking relationships, like even your siblings or your friends can be like talking shit to you, talking down to you, and you're not aware of it because you're just like, I get a little bit of attention, I've got people to talk to, like I'm, you know, we're still living from that fear, we're lacking confidence in ourselves, we don't have self-worth. And if you have self-worth, right, when people disrespect you, talk down to you, you'll tell them to fuck off straight away if you have self-worth. You know, if you have confidence, self-worth, you can be more direct and you can tell people what you deserve and how you want to be treated. And then guess what? Then you discover who actually respects you and who deserves to be in your life, because people will actually respond to you in a positive way. Because they'll be like, oh, wow, thanks so much for setting the boundary. Or, wow, I didn't know that I hurt your feelings. Or, wow, thanks so much for sharing that. That's, you know, it creates conversation or it creates rejection, which is not really rejection. It's just like you don't need people in your life that are not going to respect and treat you the way you deserve to be treated. But you only are treated the way you deserve to be treated if you communicate that. You know, if you don't tell people, hey, you crossed my boundary, or hey, this is what I expect, or, well, fucking how are they supposed to know? Right? One of the four agreements is don't make assumptions. Many of us just make assumptions. Well, maybe they'll figure out later, or maybe they'll change, or maybe if we just keep moving forward, or they'll Maybe if you speak up for yourself, maybe if you stand up for yourself, maybe if you grow a little bit more in terms of your level of self-worth, self-confidence, and overcome your fears or your doubts or your trauma or whatever the fuck it's causing you to be in a fucking dysfunctional state, maybe if you do that, then people will fucking level up. Or maybe they won't. You know, maybe you start doing the work on yourself and other people see that as, you know, as something that they're afraid of or that they can't understand, and then they'll judge you for it. They'll judge you for changing, you know? And the truth is, you don't need people in your life that are going to judge you for changing and doing something for yourself so that you can better yourself. You know, if people can't appreciate that you're doing something for yourself because you believe in yourself, you know, I've had people join my coaching program and then their partners or their friends like criticize them or tell them that what they're doing or investing in is a scam or is stupid, you know? So I can appreciate, you know, that change or, you know, personal development or, you know, making different decisions or choices in your life that you believe. Because remember, when you're making decisions, it's like, fuck off the outside noise. Like, don't getting opinions from people who are not living the life you want to be living or getting opinions from people who are not making the changes in their life that you want to be making is pointless. You know, why would you ask people's opinions or get advice from people who are not about to make a decision that you want to make? Oh, I'm thinking about doing this. What are your thoughts? Who gives a fuck what your thoughts are? They're not doing what you're doing. What are you asking them for? Right? So again, get detached from that which is not trying to achieve what you're achieving, you know? But I get it. We've got these relationships, connections and stuff like that. So sometimes we think, you know, people are going to support us or have our back or maybe think like us. But, you know, if you're on this journey of growth and change and moving forward and evolving in your life, well, just be more conscious of like who you're talking to and the conversations you're having with people, because you can pick up very, very quickly whether someone's on your wavelength or not, you know? And I remember when I first started doing this work, you know, I really thought that a lot of people, because I was excited. This is the thing, man. When you start listening to podcasts like this, when you start going on this self-help, you know, awakening journey, learning to love yourself and becoming a better version of yourself, you know, it's exciting. Like, I remember having some of the conversations with friends that I used to be close to, because I was just like, wow, I found this new passion. I was like, shit, man, I'm at this new journey. I'm like thinking about things, and I really like felt very highly of myself, you know? And all I wanted to do was like pass on the energy. All I wanted to do was share with my friends. But slowly, slowly, I realized that not everybody thought like me. And I realized that a lot of the conversations that I was having, the energy that I was giving wasn't being received, and that not everybody was on the same level of consciousness as I was. And slowly, 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 I just distanced myself more and more and more and more until I had distanced myself from everyone, because I just knew that I needed me more than they needed me, because I realized that my energy was sacred. My energy, and again, from the other point of view, somebody could hear this and say, your energy is sacred. What do you think? You're better than people? What do you think? You're too good for people? Nah, I just value my time and my energy, and I knew that I had to spend more time with me. I knew that I had given enough of me to the world, enough of me to friends, enough of me to parties, enough of me to events and always invitations. And it was time for Luke to come back to himself. It was time for Luke to spend more time with Luke, because Luke really didn't know who he was. And how do you expect to figure out who you are when you're constantly being influenced and programmed by outside energy, by things that are outside of you, rather than you actually being able to think for yourself, spend more time with yourself, and build a better, positive, more reinforced, confident relationship with yourself? When you're constantly being infiltrated mentally by parents, family, culture, media, information outside of yourself. So you have an amazing future ahead of you.
wherever you are in your life right now, I'm here to help you, of course. You know, it's not very hard to get in touch with me. You just send me a message on Instagram, Facebook, and just say, Luke, listen to your podcast. I'm ready to do some inner work. I'm ready to do some work on myself. You just reach out, you know, and we'll have a chat. It's as simple as that. You don't have to sit there and go, how do I do that? It's like, man, just come and talk to me. I'm here for you, you know? And all you're going to do is go through an extraordinary transformation where you're going to come out on the other side being someone that you never thought you could be, living a life you never thought you could live. Remember that if you want different results, you got to take some sort of different step. Many of us are still living in this vicious cycle of, I want change, I want more happiness or peace, or I want to start fresh and start a new life, but we're still 6 months later, the same. Nothing's changed, you know? So I pray and hope that this episode has given some sort of insight, some sort of inspiration for you. It's planted some positive seeds in your mind. Wherever you're tuning in from on YouTube, hit that subscribe button if you haven't. If you're listening on Rumble or Amazon Music or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audible, iHeartRadio, wherever you're tuning in from, thank you for being here with me on this podcast. I endeavor to continue to inspire you guys, motivate you all, scream at you as well to get off your ass and keep moving forward, keep walking. Johnny Walker, that's a pretty good advertisement, actually. Johnny Walker, keep walking. Because that's what life is about. You know, it's not about laying in bed and getting stuck in your head, because if you stay in your head, you're dead. And this is a blessing of life that you have the power of choice to get up, to move, to keep moving, to get overwhelmed, to process, to take action. It's okay to be overwhelmed. It's part of your life where you're growing and you're having to learn new things. Remember that the unfamiliar, right, is where most people will go, well, I've never done that before. I'm feeling a fear, so I'm not going to take action. It's like, man, face the fear, because fear is a liar and fear is a lot of shit. It's just in your head. And that fear is just not even real. It's something you made up, you know? So don't stop yourself from creating an extraordinary life, because once upon a time, I was not this person. And I decided to make some changes. And that came with environment, with the changing of my mind, with building a healthy, a loving relationship with myself and saying, you know, hey, man, you want better in your life, become better and you'll attract better. And so it is. Okay. Dr. Wayne Dyer, I'll leave you with this. Assume the wish fulfilled. Assume that you have it already. Assume that you have the peace, you have the success, everything is flowing to you, right? You're already that person that you want to become. Now change your fucking environment, change your mindset, okay? Stop complaining about life. Take fucking responsibility for yourself. Take some sort of action. Invest in your personal development. Invest in yourself. And soon you will see that your whole life will change. I'm just here with you to keep inspiring you and motivating you along the way. So thank you again for joining me on this episode. If this inspired you, make sure that you share this with your friends. And guess what? I'll see you on the next episode. I'm staying consistent. What about you? Sending you a lot of love. I'll see you soon.